Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the essence and soul of our lives, the comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom our hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, the one whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, the one who is the owner and distributor of paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, in a beautiful hadith mubarakah in Sunan Nisa'i Sharif, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that a person performing salah followed by the glorification of Allah Azza wa Jal and the recitation of salah as in Durood e Paak upon me, make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will be answered. Ask for it will be granted. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, whosoever is in the heavens, in the earth, they beg Allah Azza wa Jal. They receive the blessings from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every day Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills the needs of billions. He is the one who bestows honor, who gives life, who gives blessings and gifts. When there is a violent storm, you hear the hands and the raised and the du'as you hear in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When violent storms come, it is Ya Allah, you are the protector. When the seas are turbulent and those on boats are in trouble, they call out to Allah Azza wa Jal. When somebody is lost in a desert, they call out to Allah Azza wa Jal. When somebody is afflicted with disaster, they call out to Allah Azza wa Jal. When calamity occurs, we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. We try every other door, and when we find everything shut and we have no way out, we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything we need, we gain because of the mercy and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet, unfortunately, we forget this very, very simple but fundamental fact. At a time of distress, or the time of troubles, or the time of need, first we turn to the worldly people. If those around me, close to me, can help me, I will never turn to those further away. If they can't help me, then I'll turn to those a little further. If they can't help me, I will turn to those influential people who may be able to do something. And when all of my hopes and desires related to the people and connected with the people are exhausted and I have no alternative, I then call out to Allah Azza wa Jal. I turn to my Creator in humbleness and sincerity. Because I've got nowhere else to go. I've got nobody else to ask. Nobody to fend off this disaster. Nobody to deal with my distress. Nobody to help me in my time of need. Everybody I've tried. Now I turn to my Creator. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, how beautiful would it have been if the moment that that violent storm came, the moment that that calamity came, that test came, that azmaish came, that difficulty came, I didn't go begging people, but I turned to Allah Azza wa Jal. I read 2 rakat nafil in His court, and I prostrated myself before Him. And I humbly and sincerely asked in His court. And especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, subhanAllah, what an amazing opportunity we have. When all your plans end in failure and you've got nowhere to go. All hope is lost and you don't know what to do. Stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Offer two rakats and pray sincerely and humbly and watch your problems disappear. All your good words are presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your sincere supplications will no doubt reach the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your tears, no doubt, will reach the court of your Creator. Your supplications are raised into the heavens. Those hands that you spread out in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, don't go dishonored. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the more you cry in this court, the more your honor increases. The more your heart finds rest, the more your soul finds peace. Because you know within your heart that now your problems will be solved. Why? Because you've turned to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You've turned to the one who's the disposer of affairs. You have turned to Allah Azza wa Jal. You have placed your difficulties, your anxieties and all your worries before the one who can solve everything. You have turned to the one who is perfect and exalted. And this is what the essence of dua is. We need to learn that this is an art. And if we learn this art of dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will be successful throughout our lives. The blessed scholars of deen write that this dua is such a fundamental tool for the essence of our existence. If you want to survive, learn to make dua correctly. If a person makes dua with good intention, then Alama Ibn Battal rahmatullah alayhi says that good intention, make dua with the vasila of good deeds which are performed purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then hope that dua will be answered in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni channel, dua is something which has been gifted to us. It is your conversation with your Creator. It is turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not about showing other people. It is something sincerely done from the heart. Some of us look for eloquent words in dua. Yes, that is good if they come from the heart. But you don't need words. Even those who can't speak make dua. And those du'as are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's not so much what you say, but it's with the heart with which you say it. If you say it with sincerity and passion and belief in the hope of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, then those du'as reach the highest status. When the nephew of Safwan, rahmatullah alayhi, was imprisoned, Ibn Ziyad, the cruel ruler of the time, had him chained. He, rahmatullah alayhi, went to different people to try and get his nephew released. He went to very influential people. He travelled, but everybody turned down his request. Why? Because this particular ruler was very cruel. Having gone to every avenue and explored everything that he could possibly do, he eventually gave up. He came home and started prayed two rakat nafil and started to weep in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He started to humbly make supplications in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for his nephew and became restless, and all night he spent pleading in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. While he was busy making dua, Ibn Ziyad, the ruler of the time, was in his home, but he was suffering in his own palace with restlessness and pain. He couldn't understand what it was. He called his soldiers and said, "Accompany me." He went down to the prison. Having reached there, he ordered the soldiers to open the door and immediately said, "O nephew of Safwan bin Muhriz, you are free to go. I have spent this night in distress." Having heard this, the soldiers released him. He reached home, and when he saw his uncle was happy. He asked, "How did you gain release from this cruel tyrant?" And he explained to him that he simply came and released me because he was impatient. And it was the du'as of this pious person which had made him restless and painful in his own palace that he released him. This is how effective a du'a can be. Today, we underestimate the power of prayer. Today, we underestimate what this truly gift is. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam once passed by a person who was humbly making dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal. He appeared to be very humble and he was genuinely asking. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, if it were within my power, I would definitely fulfill his needs. At the same time, Allah azza wa jal sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and he said, O Musa, I am more Rahim or Kareem, more kind and merciful than you are. But the thing is that this person is calling me, but his heart is inclined towards his goats and he is only paying lip service. I do not hear the dua of such a person whose heart is not with his dua. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam informed this person of this. He then made dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal with a sincere heart, and his need was fulfilled. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this month of Ramadan, when we sit down to make dua at the time of iftar, let's concentrate, let's clear our mind, let's read the Quran Kareem, let's do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, let's recite the Rudi Pakma Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then let's pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, let's supplicate, let's make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with a clear and pure heart, so that those du'as reach the highest level. Du'a needs to be done with full attention, not just in a customary way. It needs to be done in the correct manner for it to reach the pinnacles of achievement, for it to reach the pinnacles of acceptance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And one should ensure that he takes time out, because the shaitan doesn't want you to make du'a. The shaitan doesn't want you to gain forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The shaitan wants to lead you astray. And then, not only can you ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by the vasila of your good deeds, you can also ask by the vasila of the pious. And the best of all vasilas is that of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, we know that the Bani Israel used to use the vasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their du'as. We know that when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was young and it didn't rain, the people used to make du'a with the vasila of the one with the beautiful face. We know, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the center point of all du'as. Indeed, let me share with you a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. A companion came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is blind. This hadith of Mubarakah is narrated in several of the books of hadith. And Hazrat Usman bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala is his narrator. And he says that a blind sahabi presented himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to be able to see. Obviously, the one who is blind, the most precious gift for him is that of sight. But here there was something else. He was eager to see. And he presented his request in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you are patient, then paradise is yours. But if you want, I will pray for you. He humbly requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can't be impatient. I want my eyes. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave him a very special supplication. This beautiful companion of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this supplication and he went home. The narrator of the Hadith Mubarakah says that we were still there when he returned. When he returned to the court of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could see. SubhanAllah. Do you know what that dua was? translation of it is this: O Allah, I am asking you and I am attending to you with and through your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Mercy. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I am attending to my Lord through you so my request gets answered. O Allah, accept his mediation for me. Subhanallah. So he makes this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he comes back to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, having been granted sight by Allah Azza wa Jal. And the other beautiful thing about this hadith Mubarakah is this, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. The scholars write that why was he so eager to have eyesight when the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to him, if you are patient, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you with Jannah for this difficulty that you're in. The reason was simple. He didn't want to see the world. He just wanted to see the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He felt he was missing out on the most important thing in the world. The other Sahaba Ikram were seeing the beautiful Chehra Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day. But he was missing out, and this is why he was so eager. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, when you make dua, present the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This will mean the acceptance of your du'as if done humbly and sincerely. Indeed, those who did not have eyesight gained that. There are many, many examples where the Sahaba Ikram would come to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and seek the wasila waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their du'as would be accepted. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, du'a is the essence of worship. Du'a is an amazing gift. And then Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us this gift and also given us the amazing month of Ramadan al-Mubarak where du'as are accepted. And then given us the time of Iftar where du'as are, the Hadith Mubarakah says, du'as are accepted at the time of Iftar. Now you combine all of these moments are precious. Value and cherish them. Organize them. Make sure that you're back from whatever you're doing. Make sure that an hour, at least half an hour before time for iftar, you are sat down with full humbleness and sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You plead with your Creator. You shed your tears. You ask for forgiveness. You ask for the forgiveness of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You pray for your parents. You pray for your children. You pray for forgiveness of all the sins you've ever committed. You pray for death on Iman. You pray for the sight of the beautiful Gumbad e Khazra Sharif. You pray for Hajj. You pray for Umrah. You pray for all these things. Why? Because if you miss out on this opportunity, it is a great regret and a great shame. We need to take this opportunity with both hands. We need to try to ensure that we make our requests in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal humbly and sincerely. We need to make sure that we present our du'as, our needs in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is the Creator. He is the one who provides for all of His people. And we need to make sure that we present our supplications properly. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for His ni'mat, contemplating and understanding the great blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal will help you in your du'as. Let's thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because the Quran tells us that when you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for His blessings, He blesses you even more. One of the fundamentals is that when you have wealth, you have strength, you have wisdom, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it. And what will that do? It will increase it even more. Thanking Allah Azza wa Jal in dua is a beautiful way of increasing your blessings. Being kind to others, caring for others, relieving their difficulties, being affectionate towards others will all bring blessings and lead to acceptance of your du'as. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Allah Azza wa Jal is the majestic, the magnificent, the most powerful, the mighty. He is the one who comforts the hearts. He is the one who provides happiness after sadness. He is the one who provides safety from fear. If you pray and make humble du'as in His court, you will be the recipient of His mercy. If you want to soothe your burning hearts, you've turned to Allah Azza wa Jal in du'a. If you want coolness of iman, the beauty of iman, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal with heartfelt du'as. If you want a peaceful sleep, pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the ways to get rid of your anxieties and your difficulties is to put all your problems in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal when you're supplicating. Say, Ya Allah, I have this difficulty, I have this difficulty, I have this difficulty, and you are the disposer of affairs. And what the psychiatrists write as well is that mentally this has such an amazing impact upon you. Why? Because you have given your problems over, and you know that the one you have given them to is the one who is the disposer of all affairs. So mentally, it relaxes you. It gives you that sleep. It gets rid of your insomnia. It gets rid of the restlessness. It gives you peace and tranquility and serenity, knowing that you are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your du'as are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is absolute, and He is the best disposer of affairs. Allah Azza wa Jal will help remove all your difficulties and calamities. If you have miseries, pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're afflicted, pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you suffer from depression constantly, pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This du'a will put an end to all your misery. Talk about in du'a and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all His blessings. Even if you were to be given a life of 1,000 years and you were just to list the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you wouldn't be able to. Health, safety, nourishment, clothing, air, water, family, parents, children. Look at all these things that surround us. And yet, we get upset. And when we get upset, we don't appreciate the gifts that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us, and we become ignorant. And when we become ignorant, we become lazy in our deen and our salah, and we do not make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Can you imagine how things would be if you didn't have feet? Can you imagine how things would be if you were disabled? Can you imagine how things would be if you didn't know where the next meal was coming from? And yet we take our little problems and we let them be a barrier between us and our Creator. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, we should look at those who are less privileged than us. One of the problems we have today is that we always look at those who are better than us. If there are 10 people and I'm number 9 and number 10 has a lot more than me, I will look at number 10 and think, I've not got nothing. But the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam were to look at those who were less fortunate than us, so that we appreciated the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal more. So that when we prayed and supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the things we did, thank Him. Thank Him for the power of seeing. Thank Him for the power of hearing. Thank Him for good health. Thank Him for everything that He's blessed you with. And that supplication will not only bring peace and tranquility to your heart, but it will increase your sustenance and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you. By leaving your affairs to Allah Azza wa Jal through dua, you are depending on Him. And by turning to Him and trusting Him in His promise, you will know that you are in secure hands. You will look at things differently. Why? Because people may turn to people to help them, but you have turned to the Creator Supreme. Your problems will disappear. They'll become a test if you are patient and steadfast. Allah Azza wa Jal will give you help, protection, and victory without a doubt. And we know from the books of history that those who have turned to Allah Azza wa Jal have always been successful. We know for a fact that those who have turned to their Creator have always reaped the rewards. In this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, let's forget everybody else. There is only Allah Azza wa Jal who we need to concentrate on pleasing. We need to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to sincerely make dua in His court to give us the ability to live a life of obedience to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that life of obedience in this world will mean success in this world, success in the grave and success in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.